I love to call you Father. A father is what you are. A father is what you are. A father is what you are.
Can you give him the glory in here? You've been a father to us. Hallelujah. And we give your name the praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I like this last verse. How many know the Lord has been faithful to you?
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Coming into your homes or your cars or your places of business. Wherever you are at this time listening to the sound of my voice, this is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, better known as that noisy church on the air. And we're certainly grateful to God for this opportunity to come into your homes, your cars, your places of business, or wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice. We praise God for blessing us to be able to come and make a Holy Ghost noise. Shake the devil up with some holiness sound. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God today for his goodness unto us. As the song says, yes, yes, yeah, yeah. God has been good to us as we're celebrating, amen, another day in the Lord that he's allowed us to have our names on the wake-up list that we might be able to give him thanks and that we might be able to give him praise. This is the pastor of the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten. And we're certainly grateful to God that the Lord has blessed us to see yet another day. And I'm quite sure you can say the same thing. God has blessed you to have another day above ground. That's a blessing. You might not have everything you want to have. You might not feel as good as you want to feel. But to be above ground and don't have dirt thrown in your face, that alone in itself is a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want you to stay tuned in for the next 20 some odd minutes. Amen. This is a half hour program, and we come today to have church with you. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. I want you to call up a neighbor, call up a friend, call up somebody and tell them that that noisy church is on the air again, making a whole lot of noise for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you sick today, my friends? Are you suffering? Is your body racked with pain? Do you know that Jesus Christ is a healer? Some of you feel that you got to stay sick because you have gotten sick. I come today to tell you that's not so. I want to ask you two questions. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time when Jesus Christ is a healer? Some of you, the doctors have already given you up and told you there's nothing else that they can do for you. I got another question I want to ask you. Why are you going to an untimely grave when you can live? Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you can believe God today, God can heal your body. I'm going to be praying for the sick. Amen. I'm going to be praying and asking God's blessings upon you and asking God to heal your body. What I want you to do is have faith in God. You can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. Amen. All you have to do is just go to Jesus and let him know what your problem is. Hallelujah. As the song said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He'll hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. See a little prayer will turn it. Know a little fire burning. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. your troubles, he'll make it all right every time. He won't fail. Hallelujah. He'll be there to your beck and call. Just tell him all about it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're getting ready to pray for you now. We could keep on going on making this noise, but I'm looking at the clock. Amen. We only got but a half an hour on the air. For those of you, wherever you're listening to us today, you were here in New York City. You were in Jersey. You were in Connecticut. You were in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, North and South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Chicago, Illinois, Gary, Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, Las Vegas, Nevada. You were in San Francisco and Los Angeles, California. Thank God for you today. Jesus is where you are. Some of you are way over in Africa, in South Africa, listening to our program. In London, England, in the surrounding area, listening to our program. Jesus is right there with you. And as the song says, just have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make everything all right. I'm getting ready to pray now. As I asked you earlier, you might be suffering in your body. But why suffer when others are being healed? Why die before your time? Somebody told you that you got to leave here with something. That's a lie. You don't find that nowhere in the Bible where it says you got to leave here with some kind of illness. Jesus Christ said, with his stripes, you are healed. If you can believe God today, God can move that illness. Cancer can be moved. Heart trouble can be moved, removed. Sugar diabetes can be removed. Oh, glory to God. Oh, there's somebody today, the Lord let me to know you have blindness. You can't see out of your eye. But listen, God can open your eyes up again and cause you to be able to see once more again. There's somebody today that's suffering from deafness. One of your ears is closed up, or both of them. You have to depend on sign language. God can open your ears back up. I'm going to pray, and God's going to work a miracle for you today. Now, when he does it, I want you to write me. Let me know what the Lord has done for you. Touch the radio now as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering, and let's believe God for a miracle in your life today. Only believe. If you only believe. Some of y'all are having a hard time breathing, but only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Hallelujah. We feel your presence right now, Lord, in this place. And oh God, we pray. And as our voice goes out over the airwaves and over the internet, that your anointing will be felt in every place that my voice is being heard. Jesus, there's somebody today that's sick and suffering. The devil has jumped on them and made them seriously sick. You know that's a hallelujah. Some, oh God, can hardly breathe. Some are on their way to the respirator because they can't breathe on their own. Some, Lord God, are suffering from blindness. You know that's a hallelujah. Some are suffering, oh God, from deafness. Can't hear. Yes, sir. Lord, you told me today to pray for those especially that are having these problems. Some, Lord God, have high blood pressure and sugar diabetes and arthritis. Some, Lord, have poor circulation, Lord God. Some old God. The doctors have done all they can do for him and have given him up. But Lord, you're the perfect healer. You can deliver these from their ailments. Dear Jesus, we pray right now that thou will knock the devil out. Satan, we command you by the power of the Almighty God. Take your filthy hands off of these bodies. Loose here, Satan, and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You are a liar, Satan. You were defeated on Calvary when Jesus shed his precious blood. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast you out. Command you to go back to the pit from whence you come and take your mess with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing into these bodies. Healing and deliverance into everyone, oh God, that's hearing my voice today. Touch them and make them every bit whole. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Show your divine power, oh God, and work a miracle. Let them begin to feel better, even this very same hour. Dear Jesus, let the doctors be amazed at the change that you've done in their lives. Turn this thing around for them, Lord God. Heal right now. Let healings be done right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank you for it right now. We count it done. We count it done in Jesus' name, in that precious name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Come on and clap your hands and give the Lord a hand of praise. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name. He's a savior, and what I love about him, he's a prayer answering savior. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Come on and give the Lord another hand clap in Jesus' name. God bless you. Now remember, friends, you're listening to that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for Jesus. Now, you are listening to us. We invite you to write us. Won't you write us and let us know that you're tuned into this broadcast? Remember, my friends, we're not just on the radio station that you're listening to. We're on various radio stations across the country, as well as on the internet, trying to get the word out that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you will write us and let us know that you've tuned in, we'd love to hear from you. And if you can, send a donation and say, Brother Lawrence, I'm going to help you keep the gospel going out over the airwaves and the internet. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you have Cash App on your phone, you can send your offering that way. Send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. Exodus is spelled just like the second book in the Bible, E-X-O-D-U-S. That's $PayExodus for those of you would have Cash App. If you have PayPal, you can send it to ExodusHeal@AOL.com. That's ExodusHeal@AOL.com. ExodusHeal. ExodusHeal@AOL.com. We'd be so glad to receive your letter, your offering. Amen. Let us know your testimony, what the Lord has done for you. We'd be so glad to hear from you in Jesus' name. I want you to get your Bibles right briefly. I'm looking at the clock. And as usual, look like somebody done speeded that clock up again. Amen. I don't know. It's just like, Look like this half an hour just goes so fast. Praise God when we're having a good time. But listen, you were listening to us. Come on over here where we at. We have plenty of time to jump and shout and enjoy Jesus together. Amen. We ain't got no restrictions when we're off the air. We can praise God as long as we want it. But on the air, we got to move it. Keep it moving. Amen. Because somebody else got to come on. All right. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And we want to look at the 28th verse. And we also want to look at the 36th and the 37th verse. That's 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, the 28th verse. And we also want to look at the 36th and 37th verse of that same chapter. I want you to know today, before I leave the air, you were listening to us on radio and internet, and of course you were here in the sanctuary. I want you to know, when God gives you something, the devil is out to take it from you. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to repeat it again. When God gives you something, the devil is out to take it from you. Brother Collins, yes. When God gives you something, the devil is looking to snatch it from you. Brother Williams, when God gives you something, the devil is going to start with all four to take it from you. Amen?
Amen.
Mother Nixon, when God gives you something, the devil is going to try to take it from you. Sister Kemp, you hear me when I say? When God gives you something, the devil is going to... All of you would have heard Exodus, and those who are listening to me, I can't call everybody. But listen, when God gives you something, the devil will come and try to take it from you. Yes. As the old saying goes, when God starts blessing, the devil starts messing. He ain't going to show up until God bless you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here in the 4th chapter of 2 Kings, we find there in the 28th verse, we find these words recorded for our reading. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? And then over in the 36th and the 37th verse, and he called to Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite woman. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. When God gives you something, the devil's going to try to take it. It is up to you to not allow that to happen.
Hallelujah.
He'll do everything he can to make you think it's all over with what he's doing. But you got to stand firm on your feet and say, Satan, you have no power here. And what you're trying to do is not going to work. We're reading the story of the Shunammite woman who prepared a room for the prophet. She was a rich woman, the Bible lets us to know. Her and her husband, and they lived fairly well. And so the prophet would come by every now and then. And when they would see him, they finally decided, let's make a room for the prophet to stay in. So that when he comes, he'll have a nice, comfortable place to stay in. And they made this room on the side of the house. Usually they would put another room up on the next floor on the roof or something. But in this particular case, they built a room on the side of the house, on the same level. And then put what they call a stool in there. Now, in English, it looks like it's a little stool or something that you put your feet on. But in the original Hebrew, it's not just a mere stool. It's it's like a lazy boy. Y'all know about a lazy boy chairs. you're one of them chairs you don't want to get up out of. Amen. That's what the stool that's said in the Bible is, that kind of a chair. That's what is represented in the Hebrew language. And they fixed this room up for the prophet. And because this woman and her husband had done so nice to the prophet said, what do you want from God? Do you want me to give good words from the king to the king for you, or present you before the king with good words? What is that you want? And the woman said, I don't want anything. Amen. Sometimes people do stuff for money's sake. They'll give you something, but they're looking for something in return. Y'all don't hear me here today. They looking for you to bless them back. They give you $5, they're looking for $10 back.
Yes,
amen. You give them, they give you a room to stay overnight, they're looking to come and stay with you a whole 2 months.
Yes,
burn up your electric and your gas and don't give you nothing.
Yes.
Am I talking right today? Lord, my time got out on the air almost. Good God, all day long. But you know, this woman said, I don't want nothing. So the prophet Elijah spoke to his servant and said, what shall we give this woman? She won't take nothing. She's treating us so nice, but she won't let us pay her back. Mm-hmm. Amen. Something, like I said, sometimes when you're doing things for people, you ain't always got to look for something. A lot of times, I take people home and they want to give me gas money. I say, no, you ain't giving me no gas money. Amen. No, I ain't taking no gas money. I'm glad that I'm able to do this. I'm glad that I'm able to be a blessing to you. Amen, Walls.
Amen.
God bless your life. So glad to have your chairs. Won't nobody else say nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the prophet spoke to, prophet Elijah spoke to his servant, said, what shall we do for this woman? Well, the servant evidently noticed that this woman and her husband did not have no children. So he said, they're old and they don't have no children. So the prophet says, okay, call the woman. And the prophet began to prophesy to the woman and said, because you've been so nice and you've done for us, and because you don't really want nothing in return, I say to you this day, woman, that in the time that it takes for a child to develop, in 9 months from now, you will have a son. Dead glory to God. The woman said, good God, all day long. I can imagine her saying that. She didn't say that in the Bible. But I can imagine her saying, are you serious? Are you for real? She looked at the prophet and she said, don't fool me now. I'm old, amen, and you're going to tell me I'm going to have a child? She said, don't fool me. The prophet said, in the time it takes for a child to be born, according to the time of life, you're going to have a son. And sure enough, just as the prophet said it, when a true man or woman of God says something, it will come to pass. You got a lot of folks out here that's supposed to be prophesying. They prophesying. They ain't prophesying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all remember me telling you about one prophet came to town and he said that he spoke to this mother and told the mother, said, yes, amen. You give this $50 or whatever the amount was. You give this $50 and when you get home, there's going to be a pink Cadillac sitting in your yard.
Hey.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. And back then, pink Cadillac was popular because Aretha Franklin had just made a record talking about driving in her pink Cadillac. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the mother gave whatever was supposed to be given. And she went home just believing. Pink Cadillac going to be sitting in her yard. Now, here's the catch. The mother didn't remember one fact. That she lived in the project, she ain't got no front yard. She should have caught on right then, standing up before that prophet, that what he was telling her was a lie, because she don't live in no house with no front yard or no backyard. She live in the project where they got signs up that say, keep off the grass. Y'all gonna hear me here today. Went home looking for that blessing. And when you got to that project building that she lived in with brick and mortar and a chain around a little bit of grass was out front, she come back the next day to the meeting and told the man, I got to get all this on the air. Lord have mercy. I'm going to have to, well, we're going to get this on it. Amen. She come back and told the man, the prophet was still there running revival. Told the prophet, said, I got home. And there was no, she still ain't caught on to the lie. She come back and told the prophet there was no pink Cadillac in her yard. Well, she should have said there was no pink Cadillac on the grass in front of my project building. The prophet, trying to make himself look good, trying to clean it up for himself, told her somebody stole it. This is what false prophecy will do. And if you ain't careful, you'll fall for it every time. She told the prophet that the Cadillac was not there in her front yard, which she don't have. And the prophet turned around and told her somebody stole it out her front yard that she don't have. False prophets are all over the world. The Lord.